This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So federal prosecutors, the DOJ, acknowledging in court documents that Hunter Biden's laptop is actually Hunter Biden's laptop. I've got to tell you, folks, isn't that interesting how that just kind of comes together, doesn't it? Isn't that kind of cool? I think that's the 50-cent political science term to use. It is pretty cool. But, again, what do we hear about all that? What was it again? It was Russian disinformation. It was all Russia. It was Russia, Russia, Russia. And I don't know where we heard that. I'm sure we heard that on some cable news network somewhere that the very same people that are now refusing to air Donald Trump giving an acceptance speech, a victory speech at the Iowa caucuses, because they don't want to, quote, knowingly broadcast untrue things. I guess they would say, well, the caveat was we didn't know. We thought it was Russian disinformation, I guess. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Thursday edition it is. And 949-822-7959, the phone number is. And the way to send us a direct message is head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and that'll come right to us. You're off and running from there if you'd like to opine on the program that way this morning. But, boy, do we have a lot to talk about. It is chock full on the show this morning, so we will talk a little bit about Hunter Biden's laptop. We do have, of course, Pakistan now making attacks against Iran across the border. They both claim that there are terror groups on either side of the border that each one was hitting, although the initial attack from Iran is widely being said to be unprovoked. They've recalled their ambassadors. At least I know from the Pakistan side, they said that the ambassador of the Iranian ambassador to Pakistan can't return, as I understand. But here's the other thing: they were both in Davos. Both representatives of Pakistan and Iran were in Davos, and a lot of people are asking why couldn't they have just talked about some of this stuff before? But according to some of the reports, especially from the region, one of the analytical statements about this was that, you know, Pakistan is afraid of looking to be weak if they don't make a major or at least an in-kind response to the attack across the border from the Iranian forces. So, you know, again, you could be off and running from there. You could be off to the races very quickly if as part of this escalation. And, of course, all the things that we see happening, you know, you've got the issues going on in Syria, the bombing that was going on in Syria. You've got the United States and Britain going in and bombing in Yemen for a good reason, in my opinion, to stop the Houthis. But it all goes together as the region really starts to unravel in so many ways. So we'll be talking about that a little bit more as we go through the program. We're certainly going to be talking with Denise Simon about that here in just a little bit, a little before the top of the hour. So we hope that you can stick around for that. And by the way, if you're out of the area or if your station doesn't carry the program, you're welcome to go over to KyleWarrenShow.com and pick up the live streams. We've got our GCN live stream link there. We've also got TheAnswerTampa.com for our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. And by the way, welcome to everybody joining us in Las Vegas, Nevada right now, KDON 101.5, The Talk of Las Vegas. And once again, our telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Well, the Hunter Biden laptop, federal prosecutors, this from Fox News, acknowledged in court documents filed Tuesday that the laptop Hunter Biden dropped off at a computer store is in fact real, adding that the contents of the laptop matched what had been previously obtained through a search warrant based a search warrant on the president's son's Apple iCloud, you know, where everything sort of backs up or syncs. In the court documents, the Department of Justice said the IRS and FBI obtained a search warrant for tax violations in August 2019 and were able to get access to Hunter Biden's Hunter's Apple iCloud account. By September 2021, Apple produced backups of data from various electronics devices Hunter Biden backed up to his iCloud account. Investigators also later came into possession of the defendant's Apple MacBook Pro, which he left at a computer store, the court filing reads. A search warrant was also obtained for his laptop, and the results of the search were largely duplicative of information investigators had already obtained from Apple. In 2020, John Paul Mac Isaac, a computer repair shop owner, turned over the laptop belonging to the president's son to authorities and members of the press, said a man he believed to be Hunter Biden dropped off three laptops in the store in April 2019. Only one of the laptops was salvageable. And while repairing the laptop, Mac Isaac said he discovered disturbing material. Yeah, that's kind of an understatement, is it? It's a little disturbing. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. The laptop saga began in October 2020 when the New York Post reported about a 2015 email from a Ukrainian energy executive to Hunter thanking him for introducing him to his father that had obtained from the hard drive of Hunter's laptop. Joe Biden was vice president at the time of the message, and his son enjoyed a lucrative position on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy firm, raising concerns of attempted influence peddling with his powerful father. None of that's all Russian disinformation. The laptop was widely dismissed by print and television outlets. Here we go, especially the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, and CNN. No surprise there. Yeah, that's right. Well, folks, I don't know. You know, it is the weird meter keeps going off the charts, doesn't it? But also, you know what's going off the charts? It's the I told you so meter. And we told you so. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Yes, you know the thing. And, you know, there's another thing that's happening now, and that is the Iranian foreign minister is now issuing a stern warning to the United States. I kid you not. As Joe Biden would say, no joke. No joke. The Iranian foreign minister, this from Newsweek, had a stern warning for the United States and its allies during an interview at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Speaking to a journalist, Fareed Zakaria, on Wednesday, the foreign minister blamed the U.S. and Israel for increased hostilities by Iran-backed groups of the region. By the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're glad to be back with you here, of course, as we race through the Thursday edition of the show. And by the way, in the bottom of hour number four, that's around 5:30 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be talking with our good friend Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America, and we'll be talking with Jimmy about many different aspects of what's happening for veterans right now, what Concerned Veterans for America are doing, how they're influencing for the good for our vets who have served our country, and even for those who are actively serving our country right now, looking to influence policy, and especially, and I know that we're going to be talking about what's happening in the Middle East and, again, how our military personnel are essentially targets right now. So there's a lot going on, and this particular warning from this Iranian foreign minister is really part and parcel of all that. But getting – so that's, again, bottom of hour number four. Hope that you can stick around for that. But again, the Iranian foreign minister is issuing a stern warning, and he's telling us he's blaming the U.S. and Israel for increased hostilities by the Iran-backed groups in the region. They can't help it. We're making them do it. The foreign minister specifically pointed out the United States' failure to recertify, then withdraw from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That's the JCPOA during President Donald Trump's administration in 2017. Boy, did we ruffle their feathers when we decided, and Trump rightly decided, that the nuclear deal with Iran was pretty bad. That's a 50-cent political science term. Pretty bad. It was, you know, I'm sure Donald Trump might call it, it was a disaster, it was a total disaster. But he was. I mean, he would be absolutely right in calling it. It's a total disaster. He goes on to say, the foreign minister goes on to say, if they talk to us, treat us respectfully, we will do the same thing. But anything unconstructive, the unfriendly, I love this, folks, the behaviors of the United States, we will retaliate to them. It will be in the favor of the peace and security of the world if the United States would become less hostile, would become cooperative instead of confrontational. You know, I got to, as I said, I love this, just the way that it's worded, because, again, it's the old setup. It's just a setup. It's all it is. It's a setup for, hey, you know, we are so reasonable, and we are so constructive, and it's your behavior. And if you talk to, you treat us respectfully, because then if you say, well, you know, you really can't, world community is not going to allow this, it's not going to allow that, and so forth. Well, then guess what? They will then immediately conclude that you're not treating them respectfully. So that gives them the license they want. The same way as he's saying, for goodness gracious me, he's saying, oh, well, you're sort of making us do this. You're making our Iran-backed terrorist organizations do stuff because of what you guys are up to, the United States or the West. So it's just, again, it's just a setup. That's all it is. And so at any rate, I guess they really want that nuclear deal. But gosh, golly darn, gee whiz, don't you think that they could, if they really wanted to do that, if they really wanted to be in the community of nations, that there would be certain moves that they would make. There would be certain things that they would do. And they would do them unilaterally in order to demonstrate to the world, to the free world, that they mean business. Otherwise, you know, we know exactly what's happening. Nobody believes what Iran's saying. Nobody does. And you know, unless you want to ship them pallets of cash in the middle of the night, I think you probably get it. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. We'll have the phone lines open here, of course, and I got to tell you, again, what's happening in this election is so important in the sense that it's now being framed. It's a fight for democracy. If you're not for Biden, you're not fighting for democracy and this kind of thing. Marco Rubio was on Sean Hannity's program earlier, and he had some statements about, generally speaking, about this whole idea of censoring President Trump on MSNBC. We talked about that last night or yesterday morning here on the program, depending on your time zone. And we also had the clips of Rachel Maddow saying, you know, we're not going to knowingly broadcast untrue things because it just not part of their journalistic standards, I guess. And again, that's also a setup. You see, by the way, now if you say, well, I was curious what President Trump might have to say. Even if you don't want to vote for the guy, or let's say that you're just anti-Trump. I mean, you know, but at the same time, you may want to hear what he had to say. But still, the MSNBC people will just simply decide that you don't get to hear it anyway, because, you know, they are the filter. This is a filter. But at any rate, let's listen to what Marco Rubio had to say about this growing specter of just, you know, taking people, you know, off, basically, because of the bias. Let's listen in.
It's not about bias anymore. There's always been liberal bias in the media. Human beings are biased. They're partisan. And they're not just partisan, like openly partisan. They are now extending that to not just attack Trump as a candidate, as a former president and future president, but also to attack the people who follow him just in the last 48 hours. We've had multiple people go on the air on other networks and talk about things like, well, in Iowa, the problem is these are all white Christians. Or their attitude about the followers of Trump is these are dumb, stupid, uneducated people that don't know any better or worse. They're haters, they're bigots. So it's what's really changed is not just the partisan tone of the coverage, but now this effort to say we're not going to carry his speech, we're not going to let you hear what he has to say. We'll interpret it and we'll put out the snippets we want you to hear, but we've made the decision to no longer carry it. You know, you put up my message a moment ago from what I put up on X. This is exactly how state-run media is used by authoritarian governments to delegitimize, to discredit, to basically make people believe that there is no alternative but to the regime and to their rule. And it's destroying the media in this country. No, it's why at this point, you know, no one believes anything they see or hear anymore.
Very good statement from Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio from Florida. And, you know, a lot of this, what preceded some of this was, you know, references to George Orwell, to 1984. And then you hear the senator talking about the idea that, you know, everything's just got to be, you know, for the party or from the party. You have to align with the party. And when I was in school, and part of the focus of my studies was the then Soviet Union, and also in terms of their interaction in the Middle East and so forth. But in the Soviet Union, you would have to basically do everything that we're seeing sort of put forth here, right? There would be the information that you would get. You'd have to really either kind of go along with that. You'd have to realize that if you didn't go along with it, then you would be seen as a spurious outlier and essentially be dealt with. And what we're seeing set up here, and I'm so glad the senator is saying what he's saying, because this is exactly – because when you hear authoritarian regime coming out of every outlet or every, you know, a lot of these different media people, plus the politicians, plus the campaign people and so forth, you hear that, it starts to sound a lot like a coordinated message. Because what the senator was talking about and how you then manipulate things or, you know, deplatform somebody or simply censor, maybe that's the best word to use, censor somebody. Well, that's exactly what an all-powerful, you know, sort of overlord party does. And they have to do that because they have to maintain control. So, you know, I hate to break it to them, but in our country, we have this thing called freedom of speech, but we also have this thing called we want to decide for ourselves and have access to information. And I think it'll backfire in so many ways on some of these networks. And people will say, no, wait a minute. I get to decide. I get to come up with my own conclusion about things. Folks, from 1776 till today, I guess now that's a huge radical statement to make. That's the radical statement. Make your own conclusion. That's the radical statement. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
U.S. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first in the nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels. USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
China's population decreases for a second straight year. Correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
China's population fell by 2 million people in 2023, in its second straight annual decrease, according to its government. The birth rate dropped for the seventh straight year, and deaths jumped following the end of COVID-19 restrictions. The number of deaths rose by 690,000 to 11.1 million total deaths in 2023. That's more than double the previous year's increase. Experts say the rise comes from an aging of the population and the widespread COVID-19 outbreaks that started in December 2022 continued into February of last year. I'm Karen Chalas.
Kensington Palace says the Princess of Wales has been hospitalized after undergoing planned abdominal surgery and will remain at the private London clinic for up to 2 weeks. Court, meanwhile, banning Apple Watch imports in the United States again. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is the place to talk about news and politics and just about anything else we can think of. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. Also, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com where you can send us a direct message. And also, you can find links for Facebook and also for X, formerly known as Twitter, of course. You can follow me there. And we'd love to hear from you, by the way. We'd love to hear from you. And also, our live stream links are over there as well. So you can hear the program wherever you go. You can take it with you anytime that you want to do that. And we're also, as I was mentioned before, we're working on getting the podcast posted for that, working out some kinks on that. And we will have that hopefully very, very soon. And we appreciate it. And folks, once again, there is so much to talk about on this Thursday edition of the broadcast. You heard Marco Rubio talking about again, the mention of the white Christians, you know, and by the way, folks, if you're talking about any other group, wouldn't that, you know, set off some alarm bells? Wouldn't somebody say, no, whoa, no, wait a minute. You know, we want to be kind here. We don't want to single out particular groups. It just wouldn't fly. But for some reason, now what part of the new targeting mechanism is going to be a thing called white Christians. And I think that that's, again, this is all, it's all part of that strategy. And let's listen to what Joy Reid, again, over at MSNBC. Now, I know you're probably not watching or listening to MSNBC, but it's our job to get some of these quotes of what is said so that we can comment on it and also let you know, you know, this is where this strategy is going, my friends. Let's hear what Joy Reid has to say.
Because in the
end, she's got a quote of Trump first.
They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am. I'm standing in their way, and I always will be.
I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution. I'm not going to let this happen.
I just hope we get fair treatment. Because if we don't, our country's in big, big trouble. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? I think so.
Well, that's just a sampling from this election season alone. It's a vengeance tour this time around. And though we talk about Trump all the time, we also need to talk about his voters. And I know it's not popular in the media world to not venerate the great American voter. But as Tom Nichols writes in The Atlantic, these particular voters want revenge as well on their fellow citizens.
Okay, stop right there. I got to tell you, folks, it's almost exhausting sometimes. But you know, here in the world of talk radio and analysis, we try not to get exhausted by something like that. But definitely, yeah, I think it's exhausting to the people, because now you see, try to demonize Trump. Now you're going to bring him up on all kinds of charges. You're going to raid his home. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to say that, well, he committed fraud by valuing his buildings, which, by the way, the bank would have to agree to after a long back and forth and complex back and forth negotiations. How much is that building worth? How do we agree it's worth $5 million or $4 million or whatever? So, but oh, that's fraud. And by the way, we know the bank got repaid and everybody, the business went on. And according to Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, and I do think he's a smart guy. I think he's one of the guys on there that one of the sharks that I like to listen to, because I feel like almost in a Trumpian way, and I mean this in the best sense, it's like he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. So you might not have a meeting with the guy where you just kind of sit around and have a beer and talk or something and kind of, you know, talk about things and kind of get to know one another better, or just sort of, you know, just have a wonderful conversation about stuff. Although I'm sure he does that. But at the same time, he's got this expertise of how to actually do things. So when you see people come to him and they say, oh, I've got this product, and he goes, he evaluates it, says, I this product, I can get that to market. And if I can use my infrastructure, my companies and so forth, I know I can get a return on my investment and a royalty. He's also Mr. Royalty. He loves to get a royalty for everything. But in other words, this is what he's capable of. This is, he knows what to do, right? And he understands how these things work. So he says all these real estate developers, this is the modus operandi. This is the negotiation back and forth. So what Trump did was not something that is not every other real estate developer everywhere. And again, I sort of take him at his word on that. But again, you go after Trump, you go after the everything that you can for Trump. And when that doesn't work, when that actually does make him stronger, and again, whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump or want to vote for him or don't want to vote for him, that, you know, set that aside for a moment. But this is what's happening here. They've done all this stuff. It hasn't worked yet. There's things that are pending, and we don't know what the outcomes are yet or what the ramifications of convictions would be. But since it hasn't really worked and he hasn't gone gently into that good night, well, now it's the voters. It's the voters want vengeance and all this kind of thing. You're going to sit there and tell me that the Democrats weren't trying to get vengeance on Donald Trump? You're going to tell me that all these prosecutions and raids and all this stuff going on and a prosecutor, Letitia James, running, as I recall, on the premise, elect me and I will get Donald Trump. I don't know what I'll get him on, but I'll get him on something. You know, that is so far out that we can't even get a radar fix on that. But now, because that hasn't worked, now it's you. Now it's the voter. Now you're a crazy. How are you going to protect us from the crazies? And this Atlantic quote that she has, you know, goes on about how terrible, I guess, the voters are, people who support Donald Trump. But by the way, you know, just as with any political movement, any political character, some people are going to be more invested than others. And now it's going to be that, well, if you happen to want to vote for Trump because you think that what was happening, and again, like Mr. Wonderful knows what he's doing. You may not, you know, hang out with Mr. Wonderful all the time. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'd love to have him on the show, by the way. If anybody, Mr. Wonderful, is listening, love to have Mr. Wonderful on the show. But what I'm saying is that what he's capable of doing in terms of making money for you and investing and all this knowledge, this is exactly what Jamie Dimon was talking about. We heard in hour number one about, hey, and he's with J.P. Morgan. He's saying, look, you know, Trump was right about a lot of these things. So if you take the personality out of it and so forth, I think you got a lot of voters who say to themselves, well, you know, maybe I don't like mean tweets, but at the same time, I really like the idea of energy independence, of national security. I really like the idea of making sure the immigration is taken care of. I really like the idea of making sure our economy can be robust and will be going somewhere so that my business or the company I work for doesn't go under. I mean, imagine that. Imagine the idea that you could have a president of the United States. You don't have to agree with every single thing they ever say or do. And no, they're not creating an authoritarian regime. Greta Van Susteren, by the way, and if we have time later on, we'll play the clip. But Greta Van Susteren posed it this way to Tom Bevin on an interview that she did with him, saying, people know Trump. He's a known commodity. We had 4 years of Trump, and in her analysis, and I think it's correct, we have our country, it was okay, you know. But again, it's this trying to paint things as there's this desperate problem that's happening. It's authoritarianism. It's taking over our democracy. It's all this stuff. And the voters know better. So guess what? Now you target the voters. Now they're the ones. Yeah, it never ends, does it? Folks, come right back after this short break. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was a foot in the left.
You're listening to Joe Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we go through the night. Overnight hours, the early morning hours, the wee hours of the morning. And this is our time. It really is. So if you're like me and you are a night owl, we're glad that you're there. And fellow night owls, unite. Because we have a lot of fun in the overnight hours here on the program. And we'll be talking with Denise Simon, our good friend from FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook here in just a few minutes. But first, of course, it's time for our song for hour number two to get you going, keep your blood pumping. Then we are going to take a look at the national weather scene here real briefly, and then we'll be talking with Denise. But let's start with another great Eagles song. And I think it was a hit. You've heard it, I'm sure. Again, this is one of those almost off, not quite off the beaten path, but one of my favorite Eagles songs of all time. Glenn Frey sings this one, and it's called Already Gone.
The other day, and they said you were gonna put me on.
just a cool song. It really is. This is one of the great lines right here. There you go. I wanted to let that play to that part. That's actually my favorite line of the whole song. Right behind, you'll have to eat your lunch all by yourself. But a great song from the Eagles, and obviously the late, great Glenn Frey on that one. And, you know, I got to tell you, we're continuing to look at the weather here, but this particular song I really do like. I think everybody can kind of relate to this one in one way, shape, or form. Well, let's take a look at the national weather. Heavy mountain snows for the Northwest and the Rockies. Bands of heavy lake effect snow continue for the Great Lakes through Thursday, with hazardous snow across the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic into Friday. Another Arctic blast is expected later this week. A storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest this afternoon will continue to spread heavy mountain snows across the Cascades and into the northern central Rockies into Thursday, basically, with moderate to major winter storm impacts expected owing to high snowfall rates and blowing snow. Widespread winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect. Some freezing rain is possible as well across the Willamette Valley, Portland Metro, and Columbia Basin, on top of what fell there early on Wednesday. Along the coast, rain is expected, which could be heavy in spots. Rainfall should expand in the coverage into Northern California on Thursday and Friday, with localized flooding a major concern. Now, Lake Vex snow will continue downwind from the Great Lakes, particularly Lake Erie in Ontario, where an additional 1 to 3 feet are possible through Thursday night. Some light snow is also possible across the Ohio Valley Midwest on Thursday along the frontal boundary. The Southern Plains, by the way, and Gulf Coast states, also may get a brief break, they say, in the cold on Thursday as temperatures rebound into the 60s and 70s. But it's going to be short-lived because another round of frigid Arctic air mass is going to be coming again over the eastern half of the country by as we get through this week. Although not as extreme as the first wave, daytime highs on Fridays across the plains and Mississippi Valley could be 20 to 30 degrees below normal, which making the wind with the wind making it feel even colder. This cold is going to spread into the eastern U.S. this weekend. So, be prepared, be ready, and bundle up. All right, well, folks, it's time to talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience. Our good friend Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, it is Thursday. We are making it through this week.
Here we are.
We sure are. And you know, there's a lot going on, but obviously we've got number one, we do have Pakistan has now responded against Iran, and there are a lot of concerns about that. That's mm-hmm. right. They went across the border. They've recalled their ambassadors, we understand. At least I know that the Iranian ambassador, I think, is not going to be allowed to come back to Pakistan. There's tension is rising, basically.
Oh, yes, it is. So, there's a lot of people watching this one. I would say India, especially, in case things get really go sideways. So, can you about imagine what the discussions are that are happening at Davos?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, both India and Pakistan had representatives at Davos, and you know, part of what's being talked about out there is why couldn't they have tried to resolve anything before this went further, you know?
Well, I guess, you know, Iran fired the first shot here. So maybe Iran should have picked up the phone. But no, they decided not to do that.
Exactly right. Exactly right. We understand there was some significant damage, especially in residential structures across the border into Iran. And there's these groups there, and they're terror groups, to be honest. But Pakistan, it's being said that they had to do something big because they could be perceived as being weak if there was no response.
Yeah, they had quite the conversation inside Pakistan on how to respond. So at least Pakistan was being somewhat responsible in determining what to do with all of their decision makers. Was it responsible that they attacked? Yeah, it was a retaliatory attack in Iran? Well, we don't know yet. So...
So where this goes, basically, is almost anybody's guess, I suppose.
Well, I think there's going to be a colossal burden again, and should be, on the Biden administration to, what do they say, go to the head of the snake. I'm really kind of tired of hearing that one. But this is Iran. So what are we doing? Well, we put sanctions back on the Houthis yesterday. Sorta, kinda. They were the slimiest set of sanctions to rename the Houthis as a terror organization. Well, it is a restricted designation.
Mm-hmm.
Not much has really changed. But, you know, the issue is not so much the Houthis as it is Iran.
No kidding. We'll stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the top of the hour break. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.